Why Do I Live Alone by Thomas Merton. Why do I live alone? I don't know. In a sometimes mysterious way, I am condemned to it. I cannot have enough of the hours of silence when nothing happens, when the clouds go by, when the trees say nothing, when the birds sing. I am completely addicted to the realization that just being there is enough, and to add something else is to mess it all up. I can only desire this absurd business of trees that say nothing, of birds that sing, or a field in which nothing happens, except perhaps that a fox comes and plays, or a deer passes by. This is crazy. It is lamentable. I am flawed. I am nuts. I can't help it. Here I am, now. Today, for the first time in weeks, Marie and I walked in the deep woods together. And I was not alone, but I was alone. I was listening to the trees saying nothing, and enveloped in my own space. It is a beautiful thing, a beautiful experience, and I identify so much with Merton's honesty and acceptance of who he is. This is how I feel about me. I am also crazy and lamentable, but I am condemned to sometimes being alone. I can't help it. Here I am, now. Thanks for listening.